A postcard from Barcelona? Dearest friend, Barcelona is like an anthill, bustling with people and cars rushing about. When I came to work in the city, I didn't know what I was in for. Still, I'm a maid for a family that treats me well. I can't complain. Don't forget to write, love. Postcards are just like those old cassette tapes. Nobody uses them anymore. That's weird. Here's a letter from Grandma. She must not have sent it. Oh, she must not have sent it because it's ripped down here. Let's see what it says. Dearest friend, I got your letter and I'm glad you're well. Around here, everything is more or less like always. These days, since there's not much to do in the fields, I help Father make espadrilles. You know, he's a jack of all trades. A farmer, an espadrille maker, and even a musician when they ask him to play his trumpet. That boy who used to eye you on the way out of Mass has become an apprentice at the smithy. The blacksmith is single, so he was looking for some help. Since that boy's the third son, he had no other choice. His eldest brother's the heir, and the second brother is studying to become a priest. If things work out for him, he'll learn the trade and get his own smithy. The Blacksmith's Guild celebrated the day of St. Eligius, their patron saint. They took up a collection for the smith on Ample Street, who's been sick and can't work. Your uncle, the harness maker, is making me a new wool mattress, even though he's busy making harnesses for animals to sell at the fair. It's too bad you'll miss the fair. We used to love walking through it, listening to the shouts of all those charlatans trying to sell their sashes, calendars, or towels. But I have to go. I send you my love, and I hope we get to see one another soon.